sound, saxophone.
This is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Got the tight brown leather with the bulletproof vest. Got the back door hustle. wanna climb and you're looking for me, so come on. Your tongue with the slip screen vision in my hand on my gun. There's a conflagration wherever I come. If you see smoke rise, it's already begun. It's what you cannot find. Blaze through Reno, toss a bag on a drop. At the end on Rhino, looking out for the cops. Got the black bag waiting, pick it up at the well. Hit the asphalt, running like a bat out of hell. I got 43 hand dogs, hung on my trail. Safe on the rail. It's a prime time play, and you better believe it's a damn fine day in the life of the thief. Hey, hey, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at your tail behind, and you will not catch. Hey, hey, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at your tail behind, you will not catch. Cannot find what you cannot find, you cannot find. Hey, hey, come, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at the trail behind, and you will not guess. Wow. Hey, hey, come, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at the trail behind, and you will not guess.
She says it's so sad. She says your life moves so slow, and it's a real drag on all of us. I really think we'd know. Forever, it is your
That was Searching the Clubs. This is WMFO. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. We'll start the show in just about a minute.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends here at WMFO, and here's a song. I hope you like it. Welcome to the program. If you want to hear something, call 855-915-9636. And here we go.
This is for you, Daddy. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought. this love, take it down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring you down, down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, maybe the landslide.
Come on, Johnny. Can't get out of this one. This is a new twist on a very old song with my ex-husband actually singing, so I'd like to give a round of applause for John McVie.
Oh, if my mommy could see me now.
To be a fat man, people would think that I was just good fun. Would rather be a thin man. I am so glad to go on being one. Too much to carry around with you. No chance of finding a woman who. You in the morning and all the night time too. Woo.
Your hand and the grass grew high. and the feathers floated by. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else will do. The sea and the sky and the castles were blue. I stood and held your hand, and the spray flew high, and the feathers floated by. I stood and held your hand, and nobody else's hand will ever do. Nobody else will do.
Don't go thinking you gotta be tough. simple song to say what you've done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong. And you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
Since Jan Vermeer, and he loved life so bad. Painting had twice the color of the paintings had. So bad that the world had to know he loved color and he let it show. In the Amsterdam Museum, I was feeling bad and looking for a way not to be so sad. I felt the feeling from the paintings on the wall, and Vincent van Gogh was with me in the hall. And he loved life that way. His paintings said things that paintings seldom say. So bad that the world had to know he loved color, he let it show. From the wall, did it follow you down the hall? Because he loved life like that. You look at those last paintings and you'll get kind of sad. So bad that the world had to know he loved color and he Let it show, Vincent van Gogh, Vincent van Gogh.
In the times too far to view, in the places I once knew, in every footstep that I've taken, was just one step I took. Passing by to the castles in my eyes, and in the busy streets and markets where I look, babe, I look for you. Yeah.
Angola.
Equal rights
and justice down in Botswana.
Equal rights
and justice down in Zimbabwe.
Equal rights
and justice down in Rhodesia.
Equal rights
and justice right here in Jamaica.
And I jumped up. I remember I leapt to my feet and I said, get your marshmallows on your sticks! Hooray! Hooray! And then we all rushed at Murray, but we were so greedy we put him out. Too many marshmallows. Put out Murray. It was a terrible experience.
I've been unhappy, but I think Murray is probably
but that was the first he invented fire. Yes, it was, that was a very big invention.
What other inventors besides Murray?
Onan.
Onan?
Onan.
What did Onan invent?
Onan discovered himself. A very big invention.
Yes. I see. Yes,
I think he was falling and he grabbed onto himself and that's how he fell in love, you know.
I see. And he stayed with himself.
And he lived with himself and was in love.
Was he ostracized for being that way?
He was circumcised, I don't know.
No, no. I mean, was ostracized. He shunned for that?
Oh, yes, he was shunned maybe because, you know, in the Bible it says, they shall not
spill
the seed of thy fruit on the ground,
that's,
you know.
Right. And also thou, thou shalt be fruitful and multiply.
And he was fruitless in subtracting, you know, if you want to look at it, you know, that way, you know.
Actually, what you're saying something is very interesting.
I think.
Actually, because many guilts have been carried by many people because of Onan. He really was the inventor of masturbation.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
What is that?
Teenagers are going to hear this.
Yes, well, the word masturbation...
But don't say... You don't have to say that. Don't say that word. Well, there are other ways to imply... be oblique. Be subtle. Don't say it. Be smart. Can't you be clever? Some hell's the matter with you?
Problems that exist in the world today because we use euphemisms.
Yes, I understand. Talk, get another question.
Okay. What things annoy you about our modern society? Now, many people feel that the thing that's most upsetting to them is that the individual rights, freedoms, are being taken away.
Our rights, our freedoms.
You feel that the
More important than that, they're taking away our smell.
Our what?
Our smells. Our own individual smells.
How they
have a spritz, they have a spray for everything. Under the arms, in the nose, in the crotch. You don't know who the hell you're talking to anymore.
You mean that
they're taken away with all these.
So you don't know the difference?
You don't know the difference between men and women, between who's who. Everybody smells like a strawberry. You walk past a fruit stand, you get hot. What the hell is that? There's no way to live. You can't live your life that way. Sure, it's ridiculous.
Do you avail yourself today of the modern miracle medicines?
I don't take drugs. I don't like drugs.
Don't
use drugs.
So, what do you use instead of drugs, or if you have some illness or disease?
Fruits, the elixir of life.
You mean fruits can cure diseases?
Fruits, there's a fruit for any disease that mankind has had.
That's hard to believe.
Name the disease, I'll give you the fruit. Absolutely.
Arterial sclerosis?
Bananas.
Bananas,
because arterial sclerosis is hardening of the artery, you need something soft.
Yes.
Either bananas or a mushy pear. Either one will save you.
How about tuberculosis?
Yeah. Tuberculosis,
TB.
Blueberries.
TB? How? Why?
They stain the tubercular bacteria, you find them, you kill them. Blueberries.
How about
very good.
Diarrhea,
you got to eat peaches.
Peaches
are very good
any
for
kind
diarrhea.
Of peaches?
Oh, no. Not Alberta.
No, really?
No.
No.
The cling peaches. They hold you together a little bit.
So, what do you consider the greatest medical discovery in the 2,000 years that you've lived to be? Would it be the advent of transplants of organs, the use of antibiotics, the heart-lung machine?
Liquid Prell. Liquid Prell. Let me explain. Okay, if the heart lung machine is in your medicine cabinet and falls out, it's going to break.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, not liquid prell don't break.
Right.
And what about the psychological aspects? The psychological aspects of liquid prell. Get out of here. What's the matter with
it's
you? Don't you see what it's doing?
Right.
It's bringing families together. A mother of 42 and a daughter of 16 are talking for the first time. Don't you see? Oh, mom, don't use too much. Oh, don't worry. It's concentrated. They talk to each other. Bringing the generation. Bringing